Time for Kaleidoscope, and this is always one of my favorite Riverfest activities we're going to talk about. Ladies, we're going to start by having you introduce yourselves, and let's talk a little bit about this group.
Sure. Well, our Sons of Norway group in Windham was formed in 1974, and we still have a few of the original members in our lodge. My husband is one of them, and so we've been an organization here for 52 years, and the organization of the Sons of Norway was formed many years ago by a group of men who were set up a fund to help families who were experiencing financial hardships, and especially those families where it was the woman of the house had lost her husband, and they stepped up and they started Sons of Norway, and of course has expanded to a fraternal organization that has a very strong financial foothold. And our mission is to preserve Norwegian heritage and culture in our society. And we are the largest Norwegian organization outside of Norway, but really the Sons of Norway now is more of encompassing all the Nordic countries, the Scandinavian countries. So we have, you might say, many, many people from Scandinavian countries, but we have people that just like Sons of Norway and they join. So you don't have to prove that you're Norwegian or Swedish
pretty
or
lax,
Dane or Finn.
Huh?
Yeah, exactly. We're a life insurance company, but we also have lodges throughout Canada, all the way in the United States, and actually in Norway itself. So the organization is large. And the purpose, really, we strive to connect our heritage and learn a lot about Norway, and also make sound decisions about our own financial situations. And we do things for our community. Being a fraternal organization, that's what happens. So our money is spent on community things with programming. Sons of Norway, our lodge here with the event at Riverfest, so we're an organization that welcomes people to attend our meetings and enjoy what we have to offer.
Very good. All right. Well, let's start talking about this event coming up during Riverfest. It's one of the things that I think everybody really looks forward to. It's this Saturday.
Already.
And what can people expect?
Well, we've been doing it for 52 years, and we have scaled down a bit on what we offer at the table, but I'll have Karen go over the foods. But it is a community event at the Cottonwood Historical Society at 812 4th Avenue. We're open from 11 to 1, and it's our major fundraiser, and it has been successful in the past years, like last 52 years. And we added a bake sale last year, and that's also went very well. So people can come in, go through a line, and pick some really delicious foods, drink a cup of coffee, socialize with your friends.
It's really difficult to pick when you see all of this laid out. It's really hard to decide. You just want one of everything.
And some
That's
people
acceptable.
Do.
So what are you going to see?
Well, you'll come in and go through a food line, and there'll be open-faced sandwiches. Those are a traditional
There are traditional open-faced sandwiches. There'll be a variety of those. I know we have dried beef. We have salmon. We'll have
ham
and egg salad. And then it's always decorated with vegetables and things. They're pretty to look at, but delicious to eat.
Yeah.
And there will be desserts and rice pudding and grumagrat and sweet soup, which is another fruit kind of Scandinavian delicacy. The bake sale, then people will be bringing in just normal things, and there will be some Scandinavian type things as well as normal.
You forgot lefse.
Well, we have lefse on the main table, absolutely.
You can't have a smorgasbord without lefse. Yes, that is right. And there is plenty for everybody. I don't know how long you guys are all cooking, but there is a lot of food at this.
People have specialties, which is fun.
Yeah.
And where does all of it come from? Is it all handmade by you guys?
I think, yes, I would say yes. When the Odin ladies were making lefse and krumkaka, we'd get things through them. We get the round bread from the St. James Bakery. But all the baked goods and the lefse and the desserts are all handmade by members of our group.
How many? How many members do help out with this?
55. Well, not all of them help. Some of them just give money, which is the way it works with most any organization.
I'd say we have active 25 to 30 that can actually bake and help us with the event.
And there's probably some members that you would just as soon gave money as tried to cook something. Well, as good as all of this is, the standard's pretty high.
Yeah, some people don't bake, and that's fine. We need money.
We have single guys, too, that would much rather give a donation.
Sure.
Because it is our major fundraiser of the year.
Yeah, now you mentioned that, and I know we're talking smorgasbord, but do you do other fundraisers throughout the year? This really is it, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had a donation of some Scandinavian items that we are selling, have sold at the lodge meetings, but that money was going into the foundation that then helps other people that need.
So this being the big fundraiser, then what happens to the money that you make? What do you do with it?
Well, we get programs that we pay people to come and speak at our monthly meetings. We also have a annual district meeting where we send members from our group to a meeting. This year, I think it's in Wilmer. We pay for advertising, publications. We do that, but I think the major thing is I think we're known for having good programs, and we seek people from outside the area and also within our communities too.
Okay. Now, you mentioned 50-some members in the group.
Mm-hmm.
Always looking for more, I'm assuming.
Oh, definitely.
Absolutely.
We, the average, I don't want to scare people, but we're all getting older, and the average age probably is 75. A lot of retired people. So, we welcome, many of us started in our 50s. And, you can come to meetings and enjoy that. You don't have to get involved with officers, but you get the benefits of membership of the wonderful Viking magazine, and you have access to cultural skills and many things that the Sons of Norway has to offer, plus the scholarship program. We've had some members in our lodge that their children have benefited from the scholarship program. So again, it has a little, you can find something that you're going to enjoy. The meetings, Viking magazines, I think, are two of the
top-notch magazine.
Well, and you mentioned, too, the speakers that you get in, too.
Exactly.
Would be a benefit as well.
Right. Yeah, we've got a good program lined up in October, and actually we got some money from the foundation, Sons of Norway. Dr. Anita Gall from Minnesota West is doing a presentation on how the Norwegian women really were integral in the pioneer days in establishing our communities. And I think it would be of interest to many people. in the area.
If somebody is interested in joining, how do they go about doing that?
Well, they can, we usually meet on the third Thursdays during the summer. Winter.
Winter.
From November to March or April. And we have summer meetings on third Saturdays. No, third Saturday mornings. We move the winter to Saturday mornings. Yes, and summer were Thursday nights.
Yeah. It's advertised in the paper where every month that we have something. There's a couple of months that we don't meet. We were forever having January, having to cancel because of weather.
Sure.
So we've just quit having it in January.
Yeah.
Very
good.
But yeah,
Tom Wickie does really good publicity for us. And you can contact any member, or Harvey Peterson and myself, Bonnie Fredericks, are their co-presidents. You can contact us. You can also stop in at the Historical Society. They know who our members are. And you can go online too and look at Sons of Norway membership. They have a wonderful website. So there's many ways you can.
Lots of easy ways.
Yep.
So if you don't recognize any of those names, just go to the Historical Society and ask them.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. All right, let's talk one more time about the smorgasbord. The who, what, wins.
Okay. What we're doing is a Riverfest smorgasbord and bake sale this Saturday, June 13th, 11 to 1 p.m. at the Cottonwood County Historical Society. Come and enjoy some of your favorite Scandinavian foods, including open-faced sandwiches, lefse, rhubarb, desserts, pies, other desserts, coffee, lemonade, and a bake sale that includes all kinds of baked goods and some Scandinavian favorites. Come up and meet with your friends and enjoy.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of delicious food.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes.
Ladies, thank you very much. Anything else we need to mention?
Keep an eye on the paper when that comes out with upcoming things.
Very good. All right. Well, thank you for coming in and talking with us today.
Thank you for having us.
Again, the smorgasbord, the Sons of Norway smorgasbord Saturday as part of Riverfest. And that will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.